And from everything that I've been told, we got something here that's a jewel. And we're going to impose on Sir for some discussion right now to talk to us about this fantastic, fantastic program. Doc, good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me on today. I'm excited to be able to be here and talk a little bit about cancer in women, a subject about which I am pretty passionate.
Well, let's talk about it. I'm told that according to medical news today, one in two women will develop cancer at some point in their lifetime. What can you share with our listeners about cancer affecting women and what options are available to them?
Yeah, thanks so much. So yes, you're right. Unfortunately, cancer is increasingly common. And if you look at women in specific, about 40% of them will have cancer at some point in their lifetime. If you look at all people in the United States, about one in five people will die of cancer. So clearly it's affecting a lot of people. For women in specific, the three kind of most common cancers in women that we think about are breast, lung, and colorectal. Those three cancers alone account for about half of all new cancer diagnoses in women. If you look at breast cancer specifically, it's about 282,000 cases in the United States per year. Putting that into kind of a little bit more realistic terms for people, about one in eight women will have a diagnosis of breast cancer sometime in their lifetime. So clearly, a lot of women are affected by cancer. For women specifically, we also think a lot about other types of cancer, certainly endometrial or uterine cancer, ovarian cancer, cervical cancer, all of those things are very common. Thankfully, we have a lot of new developments in the cancer field, both for radiation technologies, which I'll talk about a little bit, proton therapy and some other things. And then there's also been a lot of new drug advances and things. You may have seen commercials on TV for things like immunotherapy. So we're starting to really see some incremental moves in terms of our ability to treat cancers for patients. So there's a lot of exciting things happening in the cancer field right now.
Let's talk about particularly the proton therapy.
Sure. Yeah. So radiation oncology, which is my specialty, we overall treat about 60% of all patients with cancer. So they'll have radiation at some part in their of the course of their treatment. The most common type of radiation that's used and can be safely used for most types of cancer is something called photon radiation, or what's X-ray radiation. But there's a new kind of technology called proton treatment. We're fortunate here in Maryland that we have the Maryland Proton Treatment Center, which is a wonderful center for proton therapy. And what protons are a particle-based way of delivering radiation. So it's an effective, non-invasive treatment option. It's really ideal for kind of localized solid tumors, especially things that are really close to critical organs. So things like you have a tumor that's close to the heart or close to the lungs. Proton therapy is able to take advantage of the sort of physical properties of these particles and deliver the dose to the tumor while sparing those normal structures that are close to the tumor. And we can use proton therapy for both adults and for children. So it's a really great new technology advancement in radiation.
Wow, I tell you, what makes the proton therapy different from traditional radiation, and when it comes to treating cancer that affect women, like cervical cancer or breast cancer?
Yeah, so breast cancer is a great example. So one of the things that we've struggled with in radiation is what we're doing with that treatment is trying to give a high dose of radiation right to the cancer cells. So I describe it as kind of like a video game. You're trying to get the dose of the radiation right to the tumor. But obviously, most cancers are growing inside the body, and they're very frequently close to things that you're not trying to treat, right? You're trying to treat the cancer, and you're trying to get as low of dose as possible to all the rest of the tissues nearby. So if we use breast cancer as an example, women who have like a locally advanced breast cancer, meaning that they have unfortunately got cancer in the breast, plus cancer in the lymph nodes that drain the breast. Mm. We need to give radiation dose to all of those areas, but that spans a pretty big distance. And of course, right, you know, if you look at like a left-sided breast cancer, right deep to where the cancer is at is the lung and the heart. And so what we've seen is that as we've gotten better at curing cancers, we've seen kind of the late side effects of radiation, meaning the low scatter dose that went out to the heart and to the lungs, causing long-term problems like heart attacks in women 20 years after they're cured of their breast cancer. So what we're looking at with proton therapy is the ability to still deliver that same great curative dose to the cancer, but less risk of damage to those nearby structures like the lungs and like the heart. So what we're really hoping for with proton therapy and what we're starting to see develop is less long-term effects of the radiation. So again, things like heart attacks in women who've had radiation for breast cancer, or even scar tissue of the lungs kind of deep to the breast that can form after radiation. So it's really exciting in women's cancers like breast cancer, also pretty exciting in some of the gynecologic malignancies where we can safely treat like the pelvic lymph nodes but have lower dose to the bowels and things like that. So again, same thing in terms of being able to cure cancer really well with radiation, but less effects on the normal tissues that are close by.
Wow.
It's really exciting.
Yeah. What types of cancer screening would you recommend for women?
That's a great question. Clearly, we really want people to get screened for cancer, both men and women. And there's a great website called cancerscreeninfo.com. That's a wonderful resource that's put together. They have screening recommendations based on age and risk factors. But in general, kind of in a nutshell, the cancer screening that I really recommend for women is clearly mammograms to screen for breast cancer. Low-dose CT lung cancer screening is really important for people who have a smoking history. And then colonoscopies to help with colorectal screening, pap smears for the gynecologic malignancies, and routine skin exams for dermatologic cancers.
Doc, what should you do if you receive a positive cancer diagnosis?
Yeah, first of all, take a deep breath. It's a very overwhelming thing to be diagnosed with cancer. Again, I think there are a lot of really positive advances in cancer care. And anyone who gets diagnosed with cancer, one of the most important things that you can do is sort of understand your options for treatment. So talking to your treatment team and understanding what choices you have in terms of treatment is absolutely the most important first step. If you get diagnosed with cancer and you're wondering if proton therapy is an option for you, we're more than happy to see you at the Maryland Proton Treatment Center. You can schedule a consult. You can either call 1-866-MD-PROTON or you can visit the website at askforprotons.com. So lots of ways to get hooked in to decide if that's something that could be helpful for your diagnosis.
And yes, even though you were very sure and comfortable with stating your personal preference, I was also happy for you to say in there and insert in there that men can get this too.
Absolutely. Yep. We're treating both men and women. I'm talking about women today, but I actually do treat both types of cancer, both men and women, both men and women's cancer. And yes, it's important for both as well, you know, for both adults and children. When we first started doing proton therapy, it has a huge role in the pediatric cancers, but we're really expanding into the adult range as well.
Wow. Well, let's give them a summary of, again, how to reach out to, where to go to get the information that they can. I like the idea that it's better to be safe than sorry, so take advantage of this program. We were able to talk with the very fine folks from the Proton Therapy Center several months back, and I'm glad they're back right now at the end of the year. You want to give yourself a gift? Get the gift of knowing as soon as possible. You want to share how one might reach out to your facility, please?
Sure. You can either call 1-866-MD-PROTON or you can visit the website askforprotons.com.
Wow. Well, I'm just happy that we got individuals such as yourself around, good lady, to have this strong desire to do right for our community, do right for the people of our state, and to do right for themselves. So thank you so very much, Doc, for thinking enough to join the Larry Young Morning Show this morning. And you've made my day because this is something that I've decided. I've got some things going on. Not this, but I'm going to go check myself out. I want to do it.
That's what everyone should do. So thank you so much for sharing all this information with your listeners.
And to you, a very best of the holiday season. Thank you much. Thank you much.
You too. Bye-bye.
Wow. Yeah, man. This